Welcome to the PCI CEO Spotlight Series, where we visit with the CEOs of some of America's top private companies, as rated on the Entrex Private Company Index. For more information on Entrex and the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. Joining us on this segment is Jim Harrell. He's the co-owner of Numerical Applications Incorporated. The company is a technology software products company, a top growth company as tracked by the Entrex Private Company Index. Mr. Harrell joins us from the company's headquarters in Cary, North Carolina. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What does Numerical Applications do?
We develop engineering software for various applications, predominantly for electric utilities, and we also apply the software for the utilities by building models that they can use later.
For this business, Jim, what is the revenue model? What exactly do you sell, and how do you guys make money?
Our revenue model is predominantly selling software and maintaining the software by updating it, improving it after we sell it to someone, and also applying the software by building these models for various electric utilities that they can then use in the future.
So it sounds like this ongoing relationship that you create with these utilities.
That is correct.
Are most of your companies utilities or public service type companies, or are there others?
There are others. We do some work for government agencies, the Electric Power Research Institute, and other government type agencies, and we do work for other consultants who want to apply our software and use us to apply our software.
I see. Who are the leaders of the business? Tell us a little bit about what kind of expertise they each bring to the table.
The three predominant leaders are Tom George, who is our CEO, and he is a PhD in engineering, so obviously he brings a lot of technical knowledge. And Tim Gaddotti, who is our vice president of one of our offices and a co-owner, and myself, I'm also a vice president of a division and a co-owner. And we, I guess we all three have sort of different approaches to how we do things, and the focus of Tom George is predominantly software development.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Gaddotti sort of does both. He does software development is sort of his expertise, as well as software application, and my expertise is more the application of the software, as well as the marketing of the software and the application of the software.
We're visiting with Jim Harrell. He's the co-owner in Numerical Applications, a top growth company rated on the Private Company Index. I was going to ask what your role is with the business and if it's changed at all over the years. How did you originally get involved with Numerical Applications? And if that has evolved, let us know.
Sure. Originally got involved based on having worked at a utility and dealing with vendors who would not allow you to purchase their software. So whatever software they were applying to solve your problems, you had to constantly go back to the vendors to get them to apply the software because they wouldn't provide the software. And I always thought there was a model where you could provide the software, and based on knowing how busy I was when I worked at a utility, that you could still provide the software, but utilities would likely not have personnel that would become experts and remain experts with the software, so you would still get the business to apply the software the majority of the time. So I was quite frustrated at the utility with having to constantly go back to these vendors to get them to make small changes to computer models and rerun them, and basically decided there was a better way.
Yeah, so it's more of a persistent relationship that you formed.
That's right.
I know you've grown and been expanding a bit towards, beyond technical and engineering software development into some other related areas. If you would describe the expanded direction and perhaps what prompted it from a strategic perspective.
Sure. We have several other products. One's a data archival and retrieval product, and that sort of developed just naturally from the amount of data that we deal with our computer software and with the models that we develop. So that product sort of just developed naturally. We've done other projects where we're maybe a little bit out of that expertise area, mm-hmm. but related to software development for other industries such as inventory management type software, just because the industries had perhaps either dealt with our one of our main software packages or new personnel in our company.
Jim, are there factors you would say that differentiate you from others that might be in this market space?
I think that probably the biggest thing that we hear is that most of our personnel are, in addition to being able to develop software products, also have experience on the user end and on the utility end. So we have people who know how an electric utility operates, and it puts us in a better position to understand their needs and expectations, and then therefore to meet their needs and expectations with our software that we develop or with the applications of the software and the specific models.
Sure, makes sense. I was going to ask when the company was founded. How long have you been in business?
We have been in business since 1984, believe it or not.
Wow.
Although we have not, our growth has really been the last few years as we sort of changed some of our focus more in the computer modeling and applications direction than just the software development.
Are there many competitors in this space?
There are some. The entry level in the utility market, particularly in the nuclear utility market, requires quite a bit of effort because of the various programs that you have to have in place to assure quality software and that the software is appropriately validated and verified. So we end up it's hard for someone to just come in and enter our market with respect to the software development. With respect to the applications of the software, there's a lot of competition, and generally we rely on our customers having actually used our competition and our competition not having the knowledge of the software that we have since we developed it, which ultimately causes the customer to come back to us if they try someone else.
In the evolution of the company, would you say there are particular challenges you've faced, phases of growth that you might point to just as a matter of reference or education for other business owners?
Yes, and I think we are hitting a certain phase at this time. I believe it was Vern Harnish who had an article in Fortune, I think it was, at one time, talking about when a small company gets to as they approach a $10 million revenue point, a small company starts to run into challenges with respect to their internal systems for anything from invoicing to tracking progress of work to timesheets, sure. All of those type things, and all of those systems that we have, while being somewhat scalable, are not as effective as we get larger, and we have to start looking at our internal systems for operating the company.
So what you're facing now is not because of the economy so much, but more just internally you're growing. How many employees do you currently have?
I think we have 25 or 6 employees on our payroll.
What's on the horizon? What are your performance expectations? By the way, congratulations on the growth of the company, but do you expect it to continue, and what's on the horizon?
We expect to continue growing. The government has actually done us a favor in the U.S. here. they provided some guaranteed loans for new nuclear power plants. And the guaranteed loans are causing utilities to obviously start getting back in the market for nuclear power plants, as well is the fact that it's a fairly clean energy, and so those loans have caused a lot of utilities and consultants to come to us to help them with our software in developing new analyses for new potential nuclear plants. So that combined with the changing regulatory environment for nuclear plants has both of those things have actually increased our business, and it looks like we'll continue to increase our business at least in the next several years.
That's terrific. Jim, thanks so much for your time. Jim Harrell, he's the Vice President and co-owner of Numerical Applications Incorporated, located in Cary, North Carolina, top growth company on the PCI Index and leader in their area. Thanks so much, Jim. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
For more information on PCI, the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. The PCI CEO Spotlight Series is heard exclusively on the Small Biz America Network.